This podcast is an introduction to artificial intelligence presented by Katrina McFarland, a commissioner on the National Security Council's Commission on Artificial Intelligence. It is intended to provide an overview and engage the listener in the important dialogue ongoing globally on this technology. The listener is encouraged to go to the National Security Council's Artificial Intelligence Commission website to access the final report and learn more.
Hello, my name is Katrina McFarland, and I'm here today to talk to you as a senior defense advisor for Cyprus on artificial intelligence. Cyprus has asked that I provide a two-part series. The first part, today's effort, will be focused on the status and the general overview of artificial intelligence, and the second part will be dedicated towards what industries specifically can do and what options there are for artificial intelligence as a contribution to national security. Give a little history on National Security Council's Artificial Intelligence Commission. It was established under the 2019 National Defense Authorization Act. There were 15 commissioners. We were appointed by Congress and the executive branch, and we had experience in industry, academia, and government, and were under the leadership of Dr. Eric Schmidt and Vice Chairman Bob Work. Our first efforts were essentially 1 year or a little bit less than that of studying a global view, both unclassed up to classified, on the digital era of artificial intelligence and where we were as a nation. By November of 2019, we submitted our first interim report to Congress on the status of artificial intelligence for national security. We essentially affirmed that the United States is in a strategic competition globally. And AI was at the center of that competition, and the future of our national security and, frankly, our economy are at stake. Recognizing the urgency of the task to inform our leadership and our nation, we decided, post the interim report, to work on releasing recommendations on a rolling basis throughout 2020. We delivered 3 memos with actionable recommendations to Congress and the executive branch over that last year. And with the support of Congress, over 19 of our recommendations were already enacted in the FY 2021, fiscal year 2021, National Defense Authorization Act. And the FY 22 National Defense Authorization Act also has almost all of the remaining recommendations. We sunset on October the 1st. And we have received a great deal of national and international support. You, the members of this audience listening, have the power to help chart a new path for the U.S. technology leadership. And by working together with all the different forums that are focused on our future and our stability as a nation, we can lay the foundations for leadership and fulfill the opportunity space to create the value system that our nation considers the foundation of its governance and commit individually and collectively to create and win this technology competition. So I'm going to give you sort of an overview of the results, but I'm going to first give you some sort of foundational understanding of artificial intelligence as we've had in this country, based on the open nature of our media and freedom of speech, some narratives that have frankly misaligned the truth associated with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is anything that a human does to remove or enable themselves to do something that can be done in a different medium. So as we think of things as simple as an automatic coffee pot where we program the time, we put water into the coffee machine and we target it to make coffee when we wake up to launching and managing and operating a satellite in space, we have essentially transferred work that we as humans know how to do, and we've essentially programmed that know-how into a system to perform that work. Our biases and our values are instantiated in that programming. Again, it's not just computers, it can be biology. Think of an application of a chemical that reacts with heat to assuage pain. So there's different things that humans can do in other mediums that unburden themselves, and oftentimes, let's choose mathematics as an example, computers can actually perform flawlessly as compared to humans who are prone to error. So we need to understand AI, and we have to understand also that we control, as a nation and as an individual, how AI performs. And we can also prevent tampering with that because we can write language that prohibits the malus of the programming or the artificial intelligence as we build it. So let's first understand that we are in control and then understand what we can do. The bipartisan consensus judgments of the commissions basically said that the government is not organized or resourced to win this technology competition against very committed competitors, nor is it prepared to defend against AI-enabled threats. Just understand when I just talked about artificial intelligence that our values come through in how we design artificial intelligence. Just recall then that someone else's values that aren't similar to ours, and I'll posit the Chinese government, their biases are going to come through. So if you're a surveillance state like China, your biases towards surveillance will be implemented in your manufacturing or development of artificial intelligence, whereas we as a nation won't. That extends through all of the uses of artificial intelligence, and hence why we say we need to be able to defend, defeat, and prevent non-aligned values in AI. And that is a particular important nuance of how we as a nation wish to work with like-minded, like-valued nations to develop the infrastructure and enable ourselves to use systems that are helping us expand our capabilities through the application of this technology, AI. Second, we have to not only be AI ready within the next couple of years based on the investments of competitor nations that don't share our values to defend and compete in this coming era, we need to do it very quickly. So we had two parts to our report. One was on how to be ready by 2025 and how to win. So ready and then win the technology competition. We know inherently, and I'm sure everyone who's a listener can understand this and already knows it probably as well, that artificial intelligence is ubiquitous. It's kind of like electricity of the 1800s. It will be in every facet of our life as we migrate towards the future. So we as a nation need to understand, grasp, embrace, and implement this technology appropriate. In order to do so, we have essentially four pillars of action to be able to defend and win this technology competition. The first pillar is leadership. We recommended establishing a Technology Competitiveness Council at the White House and organizing all of the cabinet members. And it would exist with the National Security Council, the Department of Defense, the Office of Science and Technology, et cetera, to help reconcile competing security, economic, and scientific priorities, for example, inherent to technology policy, and to create a strategy, a national technology strategy. It would coordinate and build upon elements presented in chapters 10 through 16 of the Commission's final report, which is inclusive of talent, promoting innovation, leading favorable international artificial intelligence order with our like-minded nations, etc. So first pillar is leadership, establishing an overall technological roadmap and strategy. The second is its own pillar, talent. We have a huge talent deficit. We need paths for digital experts. We need to build talent pipelines. And really, it's essentially, we must pass the National Defense Education Act number 2, an education renaissance, or we look at multiple means of achieving technology skills, not just undergraduate to graduate, but levels in between, so we can access our domestic pool of talent and be able to reskill people and provide stronger pathways to attract and retain high-skilled immigrants. So the third pillar is hardware. We rely on imported microelectronics. I'm sure you've all heard of the CHIPS Act and et cetera. We really felt very strongly that we needed to have an organic partnership and capability that we would have critically available to us to maintain our two-generation lead over China and other competing nations in the microelectronics building. And that implies a national microelectronics strategy, incentivizing creation of multiple leading edge merchant fabrication facilities, investing in facilities to manufacture cutting edge microelectronics domestically and with partners that we have internationally, and utilizing targeted export controls on key semiconductor manufacturing equipment in coordination with our allies. And we recommended about $35 billion in new funding, which has been received strong support and would be done in close collaboration with commercial and defense industries. Our last pillar is innovation. We need to sustain and increase investment in research, and it's not just for defense, it's for all accessible domestic innovation and to drive in breakthroughs of technology. So technology and innovation are mutually reinforcing. So we discussed agency-specific initiatives such as doubling annual federal funding for AI-related non-defense R&D each year to reach $32 billion by year 2026, and to create regional innovation clusters in the United States to support domestic industry with these emerging technologies, and to establish a national artificial intelligence research infrastructure that would expand access to artificial intelligence resources. To recap, just to give you the idea again of the four pillars that would allow us to ready ourselves for AI and then win AI technology competition. The first is leadership, create a governance process that's at the most senior levels of the federal government, and to create a strategy, build in tools for developing talents and skills that is like an education renaissance, the National Defense Education Act number 2, if you would. The third pillar is hardware, microelectronics. There's more than that in the report, but I'm going to focus on that in semiconductor production, et cetera, and fabrication. And the last pillar is innovation. We need to increase our investment into AI research and set the conditions for accessible domestic AI innovation. Two themes that cut across these four pillars were partnerships with our allies that remains a critical advantage over competitors. Reinvigorating our alliances must include ensuring a continuous interoperability of our defense capabilities as we adopt these AI-enabled and emerging technologies, as well as building coalitions with like-minded nations to advance the development and use of AI and emerging technologies with our own domestic and democratic values. The second theme was responsible development and use and democratic values. So we should and can develop and field AI technologies responsibly and take steps to ensure that these technologies comport with and further democratic values. And we have hosted international forums with like-minded nations, and everyone agrees. If AI systems do not work as designed or are unpredictable, the adoption and support of artificial intelligence will suffer. So we recommended key policies and practices that agencies and industries should adapt for artificial intelligence, as simple as creating your ethical use of artificial intelligence policy, et cetera, and U.S. government investments in research and key personnel. Hopefully that gave you a quick overview of the main themes, partnership and responsible development in use with alignment with democratic values. And the four pillars, the first pillar being leadership with a strategy at national level. The second is talent, where we recruit, retain, and develop talent. And the third is hardware, microelectronics, semiconductor manufacturing, et cetera. And the fourth being innovation, increasing and sustaining investment into AI research and development and innovation in order to, one, defend the American in the AI era, which is to ready ourselves. And the second is to win that technological competition to ensure economic and national stability for our nation. I hope this has been helpful. I encourage you again to take a look at that actual report, which is online at the National Security Council's website, or the Commission for Artificial Intelligence is posted there. It's interactive and it should be interesting. And I will prepare the second part, which is how industry can contribute, and more details about investments that have been made or intended to be made by the National Defense Authorization and Appropriation Act in our second part.